Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Anastasia, and I was born to the most loving parents ever. Mom was a lawyer, and we'd always play games where she pretended I was her lawyer and she was my client.
I find you guilty of drinking my cereal. I sentence you to 100 years in prison.
Oh, please have pity on me, Judge.
But then she suddenly left me and Dad when I was 5, and we never heard from her again. I had to grow up with a dad who was obsessed with computers and electronics. Dad could fix just about anything.
Where does this go?
Right here, Daddy.
He taught me everything I knew about electronics. In no time, I started to mess with them like they were nothing. In fact, I wanted to be an engineer, just like him. But then one day, while we were busy with a robot project, we suddenly heard a loud machine noise coming from outside. When we ran out to check what it was, we were surprised to find 2 bulldozers staring at us.
Sir, this property belongs to Kent Inc. We are under instructions to demolish it.
What? Tell Mr. Kent that he can kick rocks.
Sir, please move out of the way. You have 5 seconds and we won't ask again.
But Dad and I were not about to let these crazy people just tear down our building. So we linked arms together and stood in front of the store courageously. The drivers ignored us and drove their bulldozers towards us without any care for our safety in the world. Dad and I had to jump out of the way. After we lost our store, Dad fell ill and went into a long coma. I stayed by his bedside every day, holding his hand and hoping for the best. Everything is going to be okay, Dad. I promise to get payback on Harry Kent for doing this to you. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but it was going to happen. I swore it. After Dad's coma, I had to move in with my mom's wealthy cousin, Aunt Jenna. Dad had no relatives, so she was my only option.
What are those?
Aunt Jenna was an upper-class woman who was always cold towards me. She hated my passion for electronics and treated my projects like trash.
Oh, those are my robot models, Aunt. Dad and I used to—
Security! Please dispose of that trash!
My models were like my life! I couldn't let that happen!
Please don't throw them away, Aunt Jenna! I'll keep them out of your way! I promise!
I looked at her face, praying she'd agree.
Fine, you can keep your trash, but make sure I never see them.
I sighed, relieved. Aunt gave me the worst room in the house, the basement, while she and her daughter, Geraldine, lived like royalty in the biggest rooms. Geraldine was the spitting image of her mother, mean, spoiled, and evil. Once, while she was sunbathing by the pool, I was passing by with a glass of juice and tripped over her foot, which was in the way. She went berserk.
You clumsy oaf! You ruined my bikini!
I'm so sorry, but your shoes were in the way.
That's no excuse, you fool!
I'm actually a very smart fool, if you want to know. And then later that day, while I was fixing some robot parts in my room, the she-devil walked in and dumped a bucket of water on my robot!
Oops! I thought that was trash! Just like everything else in this basement!
I saw red and immediately pounced on her. Aunt Jenna heard us fighting and showed up. She pushed me away from her daughter.
How dare you come into my house and attack my child?
I tried to explain, but she wouldn't even listen.
It's those useless robots, isn't it?
I'll seize them all!
No, please! They're the only things I have left of my dad!
You should have thought of that before you attacked my daughter!
I felt like my whole world had fallen apart after what Aunt Jenna did. I wish Dad could wake up and rescue me from this house of wickedness. After nearly a month of staying with her, Aunt enrolled me in the same private high school as Geraldine, and I settled in nicely. With time, I became the top student in my class.
Anastasia, an A+ again. You should teach your cousin, and maybe her D could turn into a B.
Geraldine burned with jealousy, but that didn't bother me. She might be the queen in her house, but when it came to the books, I ruled supreme. A few weeks before summer break, my school planned a basketball game. The physics club, which I was in charge of, were helping out with the electrical system in the gym as the cheerleaders practiced their routine. I looked at Geraldine as she practiced. She looked so perfect. If only she wasn't mean all the time.
What are you staring at, weirdo?
Your makeup makes you look like Ursula. Her royal meanness stormed up to my ladder and shook it, knocking me to the ground.
How dare you, you monster!
Before she could charge at me, a nerdy kid wobbled into the gym and tripped over some wires, making the lights go off. I could hear him rummaging around the wires for 20 minutes, yet the lights weren't coming on.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm new here.
I found my way in the darkness towards him.
Hey, let me help. You might shock yourself if you keep messing around with the wires.
With my understanding of electronics, I connected a few wires in the dark, and the lights returned. When the lights came on, I saw the boy's face clearly. And, oh boy, he was handsome.
Wow, how did you do that?
It's just the fuse. You displaced it when you were going over the wires.
That's impressive. My father owns a robotics company. I could recommend you for an internship whenever there's an opening.
Wait a minute. His father? Who's your father? I asked out of curiosity.
Harry Kent. By the look on your face, I'm guessing you already know him.
Oh, I did more than know him, but Terrence didn't need to know to what extent.
Yeah, sure. He's the super popular billionaire, right?
Yeah, I'm Terrence, by the way. What's your name?
I'm, Anastasia.
I hope we see more of each other, Anastasia. Hopefully, I'm not tripping over more wires by then.
When Terrence left, Geraldine suddenly appeared in front of me.
Throwing yourself at the billionaire's son is a new low for you, Anastasia.
She sounded jealous.
It must be hard knowing he talked to me and not you.
She fumed, but I ignored her and returned to my work. The next morning, I found Terrence in the library, and a plan suddenly struck in my head. What if I got close to him and used him to exact my revenge on his father? I put my plan in place and did the classic girl trips close to boy move. He caught me.
Are you all right?
Sorry, I didn't see you.
Up close, his eyes looked kind, but I didn't let that trick me.
Hey, you're the girl from earlier. Please, let me treat you to lunch to show my gratitude.
And just like that, he had taken my bait.
Sure thing. You owe me one anyways.
After school, I met Terrence at a nearby pizza shop, which wasn't where I expected a billionaire's son to eat. I assumed he'd go somewhere flashier, with gold as a meal option or whatever billionaires ate.
This is now my favorite pizza place.
Really?
I didn't believe him. He was putting on the charismatic attitude to fool me.
Huh. Too bad I was too smart to fall for it.
Suddenly, he lifted his hand towards my face.
What are you doing?
Relax. You have a pizza stain on your cheek.
Oh, thanks. You're so sweet.
As Terrence cleaned the stain on my cheek, I felt a warm, fuzzy sensation in my tummy. His hand lingered on my cheek before he removed it with a sweet smile.
Focus, Anastasia!
Thank you. I appreciate the lunch.
It's cool. So, where did you learn your impressive wiring skill from?
My father, Clinton Hale.
As I said his name, I looked at Terrence's face for a reaction and was disappointed to find none. After our lunch, I found out he rode a motorcycle. What kind of a billionaire's son rode a motorcycle? I began to spend a lot of time with Terrence. My guard was still up around him. No matter what, I never wanted to forget that he was the son of ultra-billionaire Harry Kent. Terrence was very nice, and his sweet gestures made it difficult for me to stick to my plan. On my 16th birthday, when I thought no one remembered, he got me a pretty necklace.
Here, let me...
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Can I help you?
As he placed the necklace around my neck, his fingers touched me, and I felt goosebumps. After he finished, he stared at my neck for the longest time.
You have the prettiest neck.
Thank you. One day, Geraldine discovered Terrence hugging me, and envious of our friendship, she ratted me out to her mom. Aunt Jenna was furious.
Of course you'd be like your mom, going after guys with money, I see.
That was the first time Aunt mentioned my mother. I tried to ask a few more questions about Mom out of curiosity, but she shut them down and focused on scolding me instead.
Your dad would be so ashamed of you if he was awake, hanging out with the son of the man who ruined his life. You can do better. I want you to stop seeing him.
Aunt had a point, but I was very focused on seeing my plan through, even if it meant sneaking around her to see Terrence. My dad deserved justice, and I wanted to bring it to him, no matter the risk. I told Terrence that my aunt wasn't fond of our friendship, and we agreed to begin meeting in secret. On one of the days I was supposed to meet him at our spot in the pizza shop, I found him getting yelled at by his father in a corner instead. I immediately hid behind an opposite wall and peeked out.
I've warned you to stop coming to this trashy shop. You have a company to manage, boy. Act like it. Stop making me ashamed of you all the time.
Terrence suddenly turned around and noticed me. His eyes looked sad. I quickly stopped peeking and returned to my hiding position.
You will show up at tonight's fundraiser like a proper Kent. I don't want to see your silly bike anywhere around the building. Understood? Yes, Dad.
As soon as Terrence's dad left, he approached my hiding spot.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to eavesdrop.
It's fine.
So what happened back there?
My dad wants me to take over his company, but I don't want to.
Why not?
I don't like robotics. I want to be a doctor instead. My mom died of cancer when I was little. I want to help people like her.
This wasn't the evil Terrence I had conjured up in my head. I felt bad about using him and was already thinking of an alternative to my plan when he said...
I can't go to the fundraiser alone tonight. I need you by my side, Anastasia.
Close to Harry Kent's mansion? That was a super tempting offer I could not refuse. I didn't want to keep using Terrence, but I promised myself this would be the last time. That night, when everyone was asleep, I sneaked out of my window and ran up to the road where Terrence was waiting for me beside a limousine. I wore a simple gown, and he wore a sophisticated suit and looked amazingly hot.
You look so beautiful.
He held the door open like a perfect gentleman, and I blushed as I climbed into the car.
Thank you.
We arrived at the fundraiser, and seeing all the fancy people in their fancy clothes made me feel inferior. Terrence didn't care.
You're the prettiest girl in this room.
Terrence was called up onto the stage a few minutes after we arrived, and he had to leave my side. I took advantage of the opportunity to snoop around the mansion for dirt on his father. During my search, I came across a door that seemed like Harry Kent's office and went in. I started searching the office for whatever I could find, and bingo! That's when I saw it. A folder tagged, confidential, right inside his drawers. I suddenly heard his footsteps approaching, but it was too late for me to hide, so I stuffed the folder inside my gown.
Anastasia? Mom?
It was my mom! But our reunion was cut short when we heard the sound of someone else's footsteps.
Jump out of the window. Quick! There's a ladder under it the plumber forgot this afternoon.
I was so angry at her. After she left Dad and me, she never once cared to check on us. Why would I listen to you? You left me for years.
I'll explain everything later. Please, just listen to me. Go out. No!
I decided to listen to her and quickly made my way through the window and ran back to Anne's house. As soon as I got home, I called Terrence to let him know that I left the party early. Then, I began to go through the contents of the confidential folder. What I found shocked me. My father used to own the company with Harry Kent before Harry accused him of fraud and kicked him out. Dad made me a major shareholder in Kent Inc. during his tenure there. This meant I was worth $1 billion. But Harry wanted to take it all. I wondered what Mom had to do with all this. Early the next morning, I was awakened by a phone call from an unknown number.
Hello?
Anastasia, it's Mom. Listen, I don't have much time. Come over to the abandoned trailer park as soon as you can.
Mom sounded like she was in a haste, so I dressed up and hurried out to meet her. As soon as I got to the trailer park, Mom's car drove up to me, and I got in. To my surprise, she hugged me.
Oh, I've missed you so much, baby.
I was so shocked.
I'm sorry for everything, but not reaching out to you guys was the only way to keep you safe.
How?
When your dad lost his job all those years ago, we hatched a plan. I was supposed to get closer to Harry Kent and save our family's legacy in the company. Keep your enemies closer, he always said.
Is that why you couldn't spare some time to even check how I was doing?
If I did, Harry would know where you were. You're a major shareholder in his company. He wants you out of the way. I had to lie and say I had dumped you somewhere in the Sahara Desert.
Everything she told me added up, except for one thing. Aunt. What about Aunt and Geraldine?
I pay your auntie thousands of dollars each month to look after you and keep your presence safe, which was working fine until Harry decided to relocate her.
Wow, and that selfish woman had the guts to act like she did everything for me for free. I told Mom how mean Aunt Geraldine had been to me, and she was angry.
That Jezebel! I'll teach her a lesson for messing with my daughter. For now, honey, stay safe. I have a plan, and it's nearly ready.
Mom and I kept in touch through secret phone calls. I told her everything about my relationship with Terrence, and she encouraged me to be honest with him.
I'm in love with Terrence. If he knows I was using him, he would kill me.
He's a nice kid. He wouldn't.
And while I was on the phone call, Geraldine suddenly appeared and played a recording of my phone call to Mom.
I wonder what Terrence will do once he finds out you're using him.
I tried to snatch the phone from her and accidentally pressed the send button, which sent the recording to Terrence.
Uh-oh.
Terrence listened to my recording and started to avoid me everywhere. He wouldn't even let me speak to him. I was devastated, but Mom encouraged me to focus on the plan. On the day Harry Kent was to meet the board of directors to remove my shareholder status, I showed up to the meeting.
No one has seen Hale's daughter for years. Who are you?
Anastasia Hale. He looked like he was about to explode.
Prove it.
Mom suddenly entered the office.
She doesn't have to. She's my daughter. And I have proof of everything you've done to her and my husband for years.
As soon as his crimes came into light, Harry was dismissed from the company. I retained my shareholder status. The next day, Mom took me out of Aunt Jenna's and I moved in with her.
You and your child will no longer receive a penny from me.
The look on their faces made me so happy. Years later, I completed high school and college. I kept trying to reach out to Terrence.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
But it was futile. Mom and I paid regular visits to Dad.
Hey, Dad, we miss you. So much has happened.
Mom rescued me from the bad people, and I can now manage Kent Inc. Can you believe? All of your work is finally getting recognition. While I was talking to Dad, he suddenly moved his hand.
Dad! Mom! Call the doctor, quick!
When Mom came back with the doctor, Dad was already opening his eyes. And when the doctor opened his mouth, it was then that I looked at him.
Wow. This is a miracle. It looks like he's out of the coma.
Terrence, you are my dad's doctor?
Anastasia? Oh, I'm glad to see you.
Terrence, I've missed you so much. I'm so sorry for everything.
It's fine. I've never stopped loving you, in spite of what's happened. It's why I transferred here, to help your dad.
I was overwhelmed with emotions and suddenly kissed him. This was the best day ever.